show, you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Start things out by going straight to your phone calls. We start with John in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I don't know. I got a lot of pressures, and I'm uneasy about the world and where we're at. The show's great. I mean, so many things I'd like to talk about, like the fact that the private bankers never cover the loan to begin with. It's you on the hook from the beginning, and bailing them out, it makes absolutely no sense. It's completely silly.
You're talking about the bailout package, inflating the money supply and all that?
Yeah. Like, for example, investment bankers, according to Cox, changed the rule. So they only have to cover 1/20th of what they borrow out, and yet they get 100%. You know, I borrow you $20. I really only gave you $1, but if you don't give me back that $20, I'm going to take your house. And they, you know, and they're not even required. Even the dollar per 20 isn't really policed all that well because, you know, everybody's a criminal over there. Well, the reason I'm calling is we got to change the road we're on here. You know, I'm calling myself President Johnny. I'm not running for president. I'm already president. And I want people to understand there's a lot of things that stand indisputable if we understand, you know, the facts that stand before ourselves. You know, for example, the banks, nobody knows that, unfortunately, on TV. And, you know, they're losing by us giving them our cash. It doesn't make too much sense. But the reason I'm calling right now, Muslims. What's the problem with Muslims? You know, Jesus is mentioned more times in the Quran than Muhammad, and Mother Mary is like the central character of the book of question. Because we're not obeying the principles that all atheists and religious people would adhere to. Namely, we need evidence to form our conclusion. And the Taliban only simply asked for evidence to support George Bush's theory that Bin Laden played a part in 9/11.
Right, right. I see where you're coming from. When you say we, you mean like the American government people, because I have no problem with Muslims. They don't bother me.
Right, don't bother me either. But but I mean, okay, like Omar the Just was the guy who was negotiating for the Taliban when General Ahmad went over there to say no evidence will be brought against the accused. And there's a transcript of Omar the Just. I think I do believe he's speaking to Blair in the interview or somebody from the British government. It's been a few years since I read it. But the guy makes perfect sense. He says, listen, we'll hand him over right away. Just show us a hair fiber or anything linking him to the crime of question. You know, we as the Taliban want to support the apprehension of the actual terrorists. And instead,
sounds about right. I mean, everything that the opposing side, for lack of a better term, has said that I've heard has made pretty good sense. I mean, even Osama bin Laden himself had made it pretty clear the reasons for the terrorist attacks and had made it pretty clear what he was doing and what his intentions were. It's just that that sort of information has never been accurately represented in the mainstream media. One iota. I thank you for the call today. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
You know, Ian, what bothers me about this is people forget that, because I hear people say, well, the Muslims want to kill us and they want to make everybody Muslim. You know, people forget that the United States was the one that basically created radical Islam because they armed and trained the Mujahideen, which bin Laden was a leader of, to fight the Soviets in Afghanistan in the 80s. And that's really when it started. The radical form of Islam started. And a lot of these people are very angry at the United States, and I can understand why. Now, I don't advocate what they do in the name of disliking the United States.
Right, right.
But
it doesn't justify
violence. I think that that one should look at what the other side has to say rather than you know, just lumping everyone together based on race or religion. That doesn't make much sense to me.
We're good, they're evil. Shoot them. You know,
that's basically the mentality.
Yeah.
It makes as much sense as going up and rounding up all the redheads because Timothy McVeigh blew up the Oklahoma City building. I mean, it just makes none.
Well, I never heard that one before, Mark. Have you used that one before? That was good.
I don't think so.
That is good.
We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want.
It's a reddish blonde, kind of a strawberry blonde.
It is Cameron listening in Pennsylvania. Cameron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to the show for about a year and a half. I love it. I love what you guys are doing.
What's on your mind tonight, Cameron?
One of the calls. No, if you guys had heard about this third-party debate that's going on Sunday.
yeah, I did hear about it. That was actually in my show prep for tonight. I found it very amusing that Bob Barr, the so-called libertarian candidate, is not going to show up. He is, I guess he never agreed to do it. What apparently the story is that there's this third party debate and it's, you know, Democracy Now is going to be involved in it. So it's probably going to get some attention as far as the alternative media is concerned. And so they're talking about who's going to be there. Ralph Nader's going to be there. Cynthia McKinney. Those are two. Nader's an independent candidate. McKinney is the Green Party candidate. I guess they've invited Baldwin, and he hasn't confirmed yet. But Bob Barr has basically said, I'm not going unless I can debate Ralph Nader all by himself. And so that's it. So this guy, who some might argue is a plant, who some might argue is an infiltrator designed to destroy the Libertarian Party from the inside, has gone and just made the Libertarian Party look so asinine and just has just continued to be successful at being somebody whose mission it obviously is to not communicate the message of liberty in any way, shape, or form. Your thoughts, Cameron?
Yeah, well, I mean, I just couldn't believe it that he's not going to show up. I mean, they said they weren't, like you said, they weren't sure about Baldwin, but I was like, I mean, Bob Barr is probably the preeminent of the third party candidates. You think, he would want to show up, but I don't know. I don't understand. Why does he only want to debate Nader? I don't really understand.
Don't know either, and I'm not sure what the idea here is, but I do know one thing. I actually think it's a good thing that Bob Barr's not going to the third party debate. I say thank goodness. I mean, to those of us who actually love liberty and at one time would have been happily associated with the term libertarian, I'd rather have a no-show in a third party debate than have Bob Barr up there spouting whatever nonsense he would spout and calling it libertarianism.
I know, it's ridiculous, and I actually have a quote in the story, the version of the story I read, this Christina Tobin, who's an event organizer and a Nader campaign staffer, let him show that he's a true libertarian. This is a golden opportunity to get exposure and for people to hear his views. For him not to show up would be denying his libertarian principles, she said.
I don't know if it would deny his libertarian principles because he doesn't have any, but putting him up on stage and calling him a libertarian and then letting somebody like Ralph Nader or someone else go at him could really expose him for the huckster that he is. I mean, I'm not suggesting that Ralph Nader gets libertarianism, but then again, it's not that hard to get. It's certainly possible Nader has gotten it and just simply rejected it. He could get up there and ask questions of Barr that will catch him with his pants down. We'll make him prove that he is not a libertarian.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, and also it was the Free and Equal Forum or freeandequal.org. They're the people hosting it. Do you guys know anything about them? Have you heard about them?
Nope. Have not.
Nothing. Yeah, neither have I until the story. All right, thanks very much, guys.
Hey, dude, thanks for bringing that up. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks, Cameron. 800-259-9231. Wayne, your thoughts on Bob Barr just chickening out?
Yeah, I think he has a small pecker, too.
It could be true.
That's why he doesn't want to get caught with his pants down.
Mark?
The same. I'm glad that he's not going to be there. I think that it's petty and small to assume that you somehow there's, you know, you're a second tier candidate and argue that there should be a third tier.
Yeah, I think that's what he's doing, basically.
That's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Right. I will not accept this free press coverage and this free attention because I am a better candidate than
most
of you.
I imagine that the people that voted for him to nominate him at the Libertarian Convention, over Mary Ruart and are
over
probably
a real candidate
kicking themselves at this point.
That was a travesty.
Oh, yeah, I feel sorry for anybody that not only voted for this guy in the primary or whatever, in the Libertarian primary, but also who actually sent this dude money.
Can you imagine if Mary Ruart were the candidate today? We'd actually have a real candidate to talk about.
Yeah, we would. Yeah. I'd be excited about whatever Mary Ruart would be doing today, but unfortunately she's not. We've got this guy. Well, I'm not involved anymore. Why am I saying we? It's not my party. I quit earlier this year, and this is one of the reasons why, because this is garbage.
Did Michael Badnarik try again? I didn't hear anything about him.
You mean try running again?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe he did. One run for president is pretty brutal. I was making fun of Barack Obama last night for suggesting that running for president is difficult, and that's because he's going to $20,000 a plate dinner functions and does have jets flying him around. But if you're a third party candidate running for president, it really is brutal. I mean,
it can be if you choose to make the schedule. And the impression I got was that Michael Badnarik, in fact, did try very hard.
Yep. More on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life-change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about a dollar a day, you can win the race. GetTheTea.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, so enjoy on us. Again, at freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies has spring, summer, and fall internships. The registration starts November the the first placement, I think, starts November the 1st. Anyway, you have to contact the Institute for Humane Studies at libertarianinternships.com. They have internships in movie and video game production. They have print and broadcast journalism and internships. Public policy internships. You can get put in think tanks in Washington, D.C. or in several state think tanks. It's libertarianinternships.com.
800-259-9231. You bring up anything, we continue with your calls about what you want. It's Jarvis in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jarvis.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys were just talking about Bob Barr, and I wanted to share kind of my thoughts about who to vote for, and I've been sort of thinking about it all summer after Bob Barr won the Libertarian nomination, and I knew I didn't want to vote for him, and I was thinking of writing in Mary Ruart, who you just mentioned, or maybe writing in Ron Paul. And none of these seem very useful because they don't really count the write-in votes usually. And but I don't think not voting is really a good solution either. I know that's a lot of libertarian anarchist type people's solution. Because you guys talked about that time when actually nobody voted and they still put somebody in the office anyway. So I think, and also if you don't vote, they just kind of write you off as being apathetic rather than a malcontent, which I think is worth kind of trying to, put your voice in as saying, I don't agree with what's going on.
Yeah, in most elections, the majority of the voting public boycotts the election anyway. Whether they do it for principled reasons or not, it doesn't really matter. Your vote doesn't count.
Precisely. Here's my solution, and some people can think about it and decide whether they want to agree with me or not. And I think it may be something that even the non-political types may consider doing is to write in actually the word nobody or none of the above or something like that. Go in and say nobody. And I know they don't really count them, but if we make it enough of a movement, rather than saying as a principled non-voter, say as a principled no voter. Go in and write in. Nobody. So I think that's what I'm going to do.
Whatever it is that makes you feel good is what I think you should do. I don't really know if any of it is even going to make a difference, but as long as you feel good inside yourself, that's what's most important. Right?
My strategy at this point is, it's become a very strategic election for people that believe in liberty because there's not really a candidate out there. So you're trying to, should I take the lesser of two evils, whichever the one that might be? Should I, what should I do? And I haven't had a real great answer either.
Very good, Jarvis. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Don't vote for evil.
Indeed. I'll agree with that part. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything as we jump here into a quick email from Heather. She says, guys, I just wanted to respond to a caller who at one time claimed that people are too stupid to donate to charitable causes that are of importance to them. Now, this has been this has certainly been an objection that has come up in the past to the idea that in the absence of things like governmental welfare programs, the idea that, people would just give to charity. I mean, if you let people keep the money that they've rightly earned for themselves, they'll just give some of it to charity because people are good. At least I believe that people are good by nature, and if you look at the amount of money that people voluntarily give to charity, even with their current heavily taxed status, it's pretty amazing. I'm not even counting the volunteer hours that people give to charity. But if you just look at the money, it's tremendous. So clearly, it seems clear, at least to me, that Americans would continue on that trend and continue to give their hard-earned disposable income to various charities.
I can see the argument that people wouldn't give as much as they currently do. That charities wouldn't get as charities wouldn't get as much as welfare currently gets. Well, welfare spends 70 cents on every dollar on overhead. Charities, even the most inefficient of them, spend 30%. Some of them spend none. So when you're not comparing apples to oranges here, when you know, when your dollar would go significantly farther with charities, like three times as far, then you think about people having more money because they're not paying taxes towards, you know, welfare. They're not paying taxes towards you know, the huge war state we have, which is inefficient also. All this government stuff that's inefficient, they would have a significantly more money. So I think you're talking about maybe you'd need, you know, you'd have, people would have more money and the money would go farther.
I think you're absolutely right. And Heather had a real life example of this. She says, I completely disagree with those people. I'm a mother and I know that my 3-year-old is already smart enough to see pictures of sick children at the checkout counter at our local McDonald's and drop his quarters into the Ronald McDonald house box to help them. If my toddler can do it, then I have no doubt that the majority of the American public can easily find a charitable cause that means enough to them personally that they will feel inspired to donate to it. I just wanted to put that out there. If our children were encouraged to hang on to these types of natural values, then there would be no question as to whether or not the public could handle having control of their own money. A free market would, says Heather, in my opinion, nurture those qualities in people, and if anything, they'd be even more willing to help others than they are now. And I think she's absolutely right, because when you look at the types of people, wasn't it you, Mark, that you found a study at one time that showed that, I mean, we're being very general here, and it's almost unfair to do this, but the study found that conservatives give more money to charity than liberals do. They're more likely to give more money to charity than liberals, and the reason is because, well, liberals have this mindset of, well, it's already taken care of.
Well, the government's supposed to take care of it. And I would agree that that's the reason. However, the study did not draw any conclusions.
Oh, they didn't? Okay.
But it did give those numbers that conservatives do, in fact, give more. And I also think that, to some extent, conservatives are churchgoers and liberals are less so.
Liberals are churchgoers, aren't they?
What's that?
I've seen liberals go to church.
I'm not saying that they don't. I'm just saying
less so. Yeah, I would
agree. It's an issue of percentages. That's all.
I see. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't want to suggest that conservatives are more compassionate than liberals. I don't believe that to be the case. I mean, it's always the conservatives that are advocating bombing people around the world, more so, I would say, than most liberals. So I don't want to make it...
It's a broad brush you're using, my friend.
Right, well, the whole thing's a broad brush. So I don't want to make it sound like I am favoring one group of people over the other. It's just that those were the raw, cold, hard facts, at least according to that particular survey. And I just found it interesting. So with that in mind, we continue here.
I think conservatives mostly have it right when it comes to, you know, the size of government for socialist programs.
800-259-9231. Another quick email from Mark. He says, I've been working with a 21-year-old who's a bad turn for the worse in our government's disgusting war on drugs. I've been telling him about loads of information that there is out there on the web, including your show. Told him about Mark Emery and Barry Cooper's NeverGetBusted.com. What websites, books, magazines, and information could I give to him to completely understanding the war on drugs? Start getting around the government in the arena of illegal drugs and to fight the system. So some recommendations, if you've got any for Mark's friend, you're welcome to call and suggest them at 1-800-259-9231. You know, Marijuana Policy Project, I guess, is a good group. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, probably even better. A much wider cutting group as far as...
Drug Policy Alliance put some good stuff out.
There you go. That's a good one. The Drug Policy Alliance. More is on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free if you head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you'd like to easily update the look of your old cabinets or that old set of drawers, well, InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com, or see their banner at FreeTalkLive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls, let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
I just got back and find this letter in the mail from the principal of the government-run indoctrination center.
Okay.
Says, we want to thank you for advising us that you are out of the country until October 16th. And they're giving us a lecture about how, the children aren't supposed to be just going off and not attending school. I mean, this is truancy if they're out of the country and therefore not attending government-run indoctrination centers.
Wait a minute. Even though you informed them that you were leaving?
Yeah, well, we told them, I called them from the Dominican Republic to tell them that we were leaving, that we were coming back on the 16th. And See, if you're out of the country, they got no authority to tell you to put your kids in school anyway.
Well, they don't have any authority, period, because unless you've given them that authority, unless you've consented to their governance, which I don't think you're the kind of guy that would do that.
They can punish you.
Yeah, but...
Well, there is that.
Thing is, then we're getting this letter all about how, their truancy is when they're not in school, and 10 days of unexcused absence during a school year constitutes habitual truancy. Well, to cover this kind of thing, I put the kids in a school in the Dominican Republic while we were there.
Hmm.
And I got the certificates. It's the principal.
There's a punchline to this, right?
No, we got paperwork from the school. I mean, I paid 1,300 pesos to put these kids in school for the time that we were there. And
right.
Also went was there. I got some pictures of the kids seated in the classroom next to, this ain't the kind of school that you would see in the United States. I mean, it doesn't look like it was posed in a United States school, but, to cover this kind of thing. But what are we supposed to do? It says that, you're supposed to take your school, your vacations, when at the convenience of the government-run indoctrination centers when the prices are so much higher.
Oh, right. I was so bewildered here. I mean, I was shocked that the idea that a parent can't take their kid out of the government school and go on a vacation, that's apparently an unapproved absence. That's truancy, where mom and dad have given you permission, where mom and dad have consented to remove you. It's not like your kids were skipping school for a week. You pulled them out because you guys went somewhere. You went somewhere as a family, and that's not good enough for these bureaucrats. They really do act like they own your kids, don't they?
They act like they own the kids, and I guess I might have to save for another call the hassles coming back through Miami International Airport.
Hmm.
But
what are you going to say back to this bureaucrat, Tom? I mean, are you going to write him back, or what are you going to do?
I'm going to send copies of the certificates in Spanish from Colegio Pedagógico Shalom down in Santiago, Dominican Republic.
Hey, Tom, I've got a question for you. Did you harass any cops down there?
No, I had a good fun time coming back through Miami, though, when the goon... first you go through passport control, then you go through passport control again. And you get on this train to go through passport control again. You get on this train, you go over to this other place where they have passport control and customs. And I think the first passport control is so that if they've got, like, Cubans who don't have any passport at all, they can catch the airline for bringing them. Whereas if they got on the train and ride to the other building in the Miami airport and get off and present themselves, then there's no proving which airline brought them.
Mm.
So I think that was... And the goon asked me what was the purpose of the trip, and I said I wasn't aware a United States citizen needed a reason to leave the country.
Oh, wow.
What's your occupation? I work for a living.
I want to hear the rest right now, Tom. Don't save this for another call. Keep going. What happened?
Oh, okay. Well, that was... Then we got to go through customs, and I had no idea what... I mean, my wife packed...
Wait, that was it? They just moved you along after you gave them those answers? That's well, it could have been worse,
going
huh?
Going through the second passport control, my 10-year-old son expressed that he was worried about, these agents and what they were going to do to us. And the agent said, we just want to make sure that you are who you say you are. And I added to that, and they want to make sure that poor people don't get jobs.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. So, but I guess they're immune to that. I mean, they don't care if everybody hates them because applicants that stay are the applicants that don't care if everybody hates them.
Well, right. I mean, you can hate them all you want. It's not, their acceptance by their customers is not contingent, or their paycheck is not contingent on how happy their customers are.
It's dependent only on a shortage of cop killers. They get away with that because good cop killers are hard to find these days.
So any other highlights, Tom?
No, then we went through customs and then had to go through security again because, I mean, we just brought our suitcases through United States Customs, but who knows what could be in them. So, of course, we have to go through airport security with them.
Right. I want to jump back to the original issue with your son or your son being possibly labeled as truant because he went away for 10 days with you on a vacation.
when we're outside the United States. Yeah, and this is on top of the other expenses. They want to make us pay twice as much for airline tickets during the time that everybody wants to go. And they want to pay property taxes to pay for these parasites so they don't have to work for a living. And then they want to make houses cost more so people won't move into the town and put their kids in the government-run indoctrination centers.
Tom, what I'm curious about is what could happen to your son as a result of this truancy situation. I mean, will they punish him, or are they going to come after you? I mean, how does that work? What's the threat here?
Well, I think they're going to let us off with a warning. Oh, copy to classroom teacher, room to number this, and cumulative folders. Okay, so this
your
is going to go
record.
On our permanent record.
Yes.
Okay, and if we ever do it again, well, hey, now they've documented that we have been warned.
You're an habitual offender.
Scared we're outside the United States anyway. They have no jurisdiction over us anyway. But then, by law, an omission can be punished regardless of where you were when you didn't do what you were supposed to do, like pay your taxes, or you didn't show up in court on that day. It doesn't matter.
But are they
going to
go after you, Tom, if your son disappears from school for another 10 days for a family vacation sometime before spring break, for instance? Are they going to come after you? Are you going to be charged with some sort of delinquency crime, or are they going to just hold him back another year?
I wasn't about to plan our life around it. You know, this is on top of all the other planning your life around it. You get offered a promotion at work, and but the work schedule doesn't fit the convenience of the government-run indoctrination centers. I won't be able to get my kids off to school.
It's frustrating. I'm with you. You should be able to just go and enjoy yourself, not have to beg any government bureaucrat permission to be able to go enjoy a family vacation whenever you decide is appropriate. Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. And, you know, I was most curious about what the threat was. It doesn't sound like there was any explicit threat beyond just calling it could be truancy for your son.
I don't think killing cops is going to answer anything in this particular instance, though.
Wonder why he chose the Dominican Republic.
Isn't that where his wife is Dominican.
I thought maybe there's like a cop-hating convention down there or something.
Well, since we're talking about things that happened overseas, there's a story out of the UK that some of these things you just can't make up. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. There is a woman who has grandchildren, and she has a pool that she put in her garden. And she's put in her garden for, you know, front yard or whatever. And she's put this pool on her property for the past several decades. Now all of a sudden the rules have changed. We'll tell you what they're demanding of her to allow her to keep this pool, this little kiddie pool, basically, in her front yard. You aren't going to believe it. Really, this is real. This is not like an Onion story. We'll tell you here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers in the foot care section.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. And if you like the show, well, we ask for you to support us by shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer. You've probably shopped there if you've been online for long, you know, more than a year. They've got it all. 41-plus categories in which to shop, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items, the brand names that you trust. And it's even better now because if you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, FreeTalkLive will get a percentage of your purchase. So even if you're buying used items, Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, that is the way to shop. And save yourself on, you know, save yourself a little bit of your out of your gas tank. Why bother driving to the mall and jockeying for a parking space and having to drive back? You can do it all online at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Now then, this is an amazing story. This is a story that it has to be real. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, you could. And the first time I saw the headline, I thought, this has got to be like the UK's version of The Onion. And I went and I double-checked, and no, it's the Daily Mail. Dailymail.co.uk. This is a major news website in the United Kingdom. Here's the story. For nearly a quarter of a century, Lourdes Maxwell has celebrated the arrival of summer by putting a padding pool in the garden. Padding pool is a kiddie pool. Okay. You can see it in the picture here. This is a standard, maybe a slightly larger than average kiddie pool, but it
doesn't look slightly larger to me.
It's a kiddie pool. This year, however, her two grandchildren and the children of her neighbors may have to find another way to cool off in the heat. Ms. Maxwell's local council has decided that the pool, which is only 2 feet deep, needs a lifeguard. The 47-year-old divorced mother of three has also been told, as if the lifeguard wasn't enough, she's also been told she must have insurance before she can inflate the toy outside her house in Portsmouth.
So is this true for every pool in Portsmouth. I mean, the local people have said that every single pool is required to have a lifeguard.
We'll find out.
The insurance doesn't sound too crazy, but
the health and safety edict came after she wrote to the city council asking for permission to put a bigger pool in the communal garden outside her home. That was her mistake, asking for permission rather than forgiveness. But nonetheless, not only was she told it was too dangerous, but the council told her to empty the existing pool. After her MP intervened, the local authority softened its stance, saying Miss Maxwell could have a pool if she paid for insurance and ensured that supervisors were on constant watch. Residents near the communal gardens already have to obey a raft of rules governing their use. They are even supposed to ask the council for permission before having a barbecue. Miss Maxwell is a full-time carer for her son Aiden, said yesterday, it is absolutely pathetic. She says, I've had a padding pool outside of the front of my flat every summer for 24 years, ever since Aiden turned 1 year old. Neighbors' children would come and enjoy the pool, and I would give them ice lollies. It was always a very social occasion.
Ice lollies.
She said, now suddenly, I'm not allowed? I asked around for insurance, and they just laughed at me. Nobody offers insurance for padding pools.
Oh, God.
Oh, excuse me. Maybe it's not padding pools. They're calling it paddling. Paddling pool.
Paddling
pool. Paddling pool. She says that I'm always there to supervise, but they're trying to tell me I need lifeguards for a kiddie's pool as well. It's crazy. The Portsmouth Council's neighborhood manager defended the ruling yesterday. Nigel Selly said, we didn't have sufficient assurances that the risks associated with providing such a facility would be well managed. It's a facility. How dare you? How dare you erect this structure on your property?
It's an inflatable pool.
Without our permission. Woman. We have since spoken to Ms. Maxwell, and she is aware of our concerns for child safety and the risks associated with drowning. Stephen Wiley, the counselor in charge of housing, added, I want to encourage people to enjoy the communal gardens. So it's sounding to me like this might be welfare housing. That's what I'm guessing, communal gardens, counselor in charge of housing. It's not making it too clear to me because I don't live in the UK, so I don't know what all their terminology is. If you are one of our UK listeners and you'd like to maybe clear this up, 1-800-259-9231. But even if that's the case, I mean, this is still ludicrous to the absurd extreme.
It is ludicrous. It would go to show that every time you ask the government for something, it comes with strings attached. But it also kind of shows the sort of risks that we take in everyday life.
Meaning like moms and dads?
No, we human beings.
Okay.
There are risks associated with everything.
You betcha.
Stand-up showers, the bathtubs. I'm scared to death of those things, especially the old-style ones that are porcelain.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of running water across porcelain and then standing on it seems like a crazy idea to me.
Stairwells are dangerous.
Curved porcelain. I should have said that. Yeah, stairs, certainly, ladders, chainsaws. You look at all these things that we go about in daily life with, and the politicians have not yet begun to regulate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
don't say that too loud.
When you look at pools, sure, kids drown in pools. So now they have regulations that if there's a kid in the house, you have to have a fence around the pool. And I think that actually you have to have a fence around. In some communities, you have to have a fence around the pool at all times because a kid could sneak into your yard and burglarize your house and drown in your pool.
That's typical here in America.
They're baby seats. I was thinking about this coming back from the airport with Jack and Laura in the car. Jack was hungry and wanted to eat. It would have been much easier, if Laura could have taken him out of the baby seat and nursed him while we were continued to drive. Instead, we had to stop and pull over and wait for 10 minutes while she did just that. And, maybe somebody would consider that too much of a risk. I think Laura might consider that too much of a risk, but maybe it's because, it's the law and she's scared. What are the chances of getting into an auto accident? They're slim. I just don't know. I mean, you walk outside. Are they going to regulate me from walking outside during a rain shower? I could get struck by lightning.
Yeah, maybe we need bathroom monitors in every bathroom with a bathtub because a kid could drown in there.
I would think that the chances. I mean, wood stoves are hugely popular up here. Houses burn down all the time. What are they going to do? They're going to outlaw fire. Wood heated homes.
Bicycles are dangerous, too.
Yeah, they'll try to get their nasty little governmental bureaucratic mitts into whatever areas that people will continue to put up with it. And really, the line in the sand is different for everybody, and apparently it's pretty far off for most people. Apparently that line in the sand is, I mean, a lot of even libertarian people, liberty-minded people, a lot of them don't even have a line in the sand. I've had a conversation with them on one of the internet forums here in New Hampshire. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Forum was talking with them. I'm like, what's your line in the sand? They crossed mine years ago when they started throwing my friends in cages for smoking marijuana. That was my line in the sand. Where's yours? Well, I don't know. I don't know where mine is. Well, I'm glad at least you're honest enough with yourself to be able to say that you don't know. But if somebody who believes in liberty doesn't have a line in the sand or doesn't even know where they would draw it, the rest of the country certainly doesn't. The rest of the people out there certainly don't have lines in the sand. So how much of this crap are they going to put up with? Oh, no, you're not going to let me have a paddling pool in my front yard. Oh, well, I guess we'll just obey.
I still want my ice lolly.
Well, you know, just bend over and just keep putting up with this crap, because that's what people are doing. And as long as people keep putting up with it and they keep obeying all of these mandates and edicts and diktats and these rules, these absurdities that are just handed down from these government people, nothing's ever going to change. Never. No, you're not going to get, yeah, okay, you might have some ability to go to the legislature and beg them for a variance and beg them to change the, this is wrong, please let us have our paddling pools.
Oh, please, please, mister.
Please, let us swim. Let us swim. You know, this is one of the things they were chanting out in front of the one of the city council meetings here in New Hampshire was, let us vote, let us vote. They wanted to be allowed to be voting on a spending cap. This wasn't even a reduction in spending. It was they were begging and chanting with a megaphone, let us vote on a spending cap. This is the same kind of mentality. Well, let us swim.
A spending cap is a bit different than a regulation on a pool, because the spending cap regulates what the politicians do, whereas the politicians in this case are regulating what you do. I see
where you're coming from, but the begging is the same, and that would be the political solution. Here would be to go through the process and
demanding
change the
might
law.
Be the, might, you see, you can't. I can't do anything to stop the to make the politicians put a cap on their spending.
Yeah,
I can't make a step.
But you could.
So in that case, they're demanding. Whereas with the pool, you might be able to make the argument for begging. It's not but standing out and trying to put a spending cap on the ballot is not begging.
Okay, yeah, well, it sounded like begging to me, because if you're not being allowed to do something and the powers that be, you want them to allow you to do something and you're chanting about it, seemed like begging to me, and I wasn't the only one who thought so. 800-259-9231, my suggestion
probably
here
a bunch of pretentious anarchists
for these ladies would be to gather together, blow up as many paddling pools as you possibly can, and have a paddling pool block party and tell the government bureaucrats to shove it. Of course, then again, they could be welfare moms and they, you know, could have their kids stolen from them as a result. So, you know, I wouldn't blame them for not doing it. But then again, that's why we're where we are today, because everyone's obedient. Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at ChooseGeorge.org. That's ChooseGeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a